Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir, daf Chaf Dalet, and we're here at Chaf Gimel on the base, not at the bottom. We're already a couple lines up here, maybe 15 lines up or so by the two dots. Just finishing up some of the Agadata before we get back into Hilchos Nazir. So Gufa, we said Amar Yudam Arav Lolam Yasok Adam Batorah B'Mitzos Afilu Shalolishman Shemitok Shalolishman Balishman. A person should always do mitzvos even if they're not perfectly intentioned, because if he does a Shalolishman, inevitably he will do it. Lishma, right, and the Gemara proves it from an interesting source, right? Because Shemit, right, so Shabbischar Mem Beis Korbanos Sheikriv Balak Harasha Zochav Yatam Menaros, right? Balak, when he was trying to curse the Jews with Balaam, right, he bought 42 korbanos, and that's because he was Zochav to have Rus, right? Rus descended from him. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Rus Bas Benosha Eglon Melech Malvaisa, right? Rus was the grandson of Eglon, right, who was also king of Moab as well. So we see that Rus came from Balak, and Eglon himself also, right, when Ehud came to tell him Dvar Hashem, Eglon himself, even though he was about to get killed, right, he stood up in the name, right, at the mention of Hashem's name. Right, so he was also Zocha, right, for to have Rus come out of him. Am Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapach, Afilu Schar Sicha Noah. How do you know that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold back reward even for proper speech? Right, a couple of fine words that are used, right, that are used appropriately, because the Ilu Bechira, right, again, going back to Lot's, we mentioned Lot's daughters, right, the oldest, right, the Krisei Moav, right, called her father Moav. So Amalei Rechman, as the Torah said about him, right, about them, Al Tatzer Es Moav Ve'al Tiskar Ba'am Melchama. Right, the Torah says, "Don't bother them. Don't wage war against them." Melchamahu delo aval detzuri tzarina. But you are allowed to bother them, right? You are allowed to kind of kind of fight them off and be annoying to them. Bavi l'tziira, but the younger daughter, the Karina ben the Karise ben Ami, who called her son ben Ami without implicating her father clearly, samalei. So that, according to Amon, Hashem said to Bnei Israel, "Ad tzrein v'al tizgar bam," right, don't even bother them. Afil tzuri lo tzarin and klal, right, don't even do anything to them, right, as you pass through their lands. Amar b'chia, Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar b'chia bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, la'olam yaktim adam ledvar mitzvah. Right, a person should always go do a mitzvah. Yaktim, should get early, go early, right, do his mitzvah as soon as he can. In the other way, right, again, the tzira, maybe she spoke better, but the bechira, right, she was more, bekum vasei, right, zuzim magdimen, as you'd say. Because her descendants, right, if you look at the Mefarsh over here, and Tosus also mentions it, right, that Ovid ben Yishai David and Shlomo, right, that she had generations right from Moab, from Rus, right, from Moab, right, had the kings first, right, because from Ammon, right, that only after Rechavim, right, from Ammon, right, that was, she gave birth to, right, Rechavam, right, Nama was Rechavam's son, right, and she was from Ammon, but then Rechavam obviously lived after Shlomo. So that you see saved the world, again, that we talked about yesterday, about they thought that they were saving the world, so since the older one saved the world first, as it were, right, so she was Zochah to that over the younger. Okay, fine. Back to Hilchos Nazirus. Right, and again, we're talking about the husband being made from a nether, right, for his wife. We talked about her separating korbanos, right, and then we're basically back to that topic, right? What happens to the korbanos if the husband is made from a nether? So Aisha Shenadra Benozer Refrishas Behemto Vachachachefal Abayla. Right, again, we quoted this Gemara earlier, right? That if a woman is a nazir, right, takes a nether of naziros, and then she separates her korbanos, right, for the end of the Nazirus, and then her husband is made for Baal, right, is made for nether, right, the husband cancels the Nazirus. So what happens? So im shaloh, if the animals were his, habehema, if the animal was his, sentetza v'tira be'eder, right, he can go back and graze in the fields, meaning it goes back, right, to being the husband's. Im shaloh, habehema, but if the animal was hers, so then what do you do with the three chatas? Right, there are three korbanos, there's a chatas, an asham, and an ola, right, so, or chatos, that's for if she becomes tamei. Sorry, at the end of Nazirus, there's a chatos, there's an ola, and there's a shlomim. So, v'im shalah ha'isa behema, if the animals were hers, Right, that and we'll talk about how that happens. Right, Hachatas Tamus, the Chatas has to die. Right, the Ola Tikriv Ola. Right, you can bring the Ola. That's that's totally mutter. You can always bring a Korban Ola. Excuse me, whenever you want. And Shlamim Tikriv Shlamim. The Shlamim should be like a Shlamim. V'nechalim Bar V'nechalim Liom Echad V'nim Tulu Lecha. But the Shlamim is still sort of holds on to its vestiges of halachos of the Shlamim of a Nazir. Normally, a Shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Meaning, if you bring a Korban on Sunday. Let's say Sunday mornings, you can eat it until Monday night, if day, night, day. But here, right, it's only eaten for 1 day, right? Just like the nazir, just like the shlamim of a nazir. But on the other hand, it doesn't need the breads. You have to bring bread also with a nazir's shlamim. It doesn't need the breads, right? Since it's not an entirely korban of a nazir. Okay, hayola mos stumim. Let's say she didn't set aside animals, but she set aside money. Right, and the money was sasum, which means that it wasn't designated for anything. So in that case, iplu l'nadava, that should go to an adava, to a korban adava, right? That we talked about kitzim mizbech, right? If you remember, way back in which masechta, Yuma, I don't remember Yuma, I think. I got a chazer, okay, Baruch Hashem. Next cycle. So that should go to the nadava. That should go for a. The voluntary right the korbanos whatever that goes to the right to the benekabai not the benekabai is probably the wrong phrase right the money goes to for korbanos on the mizbech most mefurashim but if the money she set aside was specific right this 100 bucks is for the chatos this 100 bucks is for the ola so then to me chatos yelchu liyamamelech right that money goes I mean it gets thrown out goes to yamamelech right I mean it's destroyed. Right, just like the animal, right? The chatos has to die. The animal has to die, so too the money is thrown away. Lo nenun v'lo moalin b'henri, you can't use it, and you would violate mila by using it. Meaning it's not you throw it away and you can't benefit from it. Dmei ola yaviu ola moalin ba right b'hen right, and you should use the money to buy a korban ola. Right, and that would be you would if you take that money you would be chay from meila, meaning that it's kadosh. Right, to make shlamim yavi shlamim, and same idea with the shlamim. Right, you take the money by shlamim v'nachol and lemechav v'intum lechem. Right, so then same halachas as we had before, as if you had an animal that was a shlamim as well. So now, does the husband? The Gemara is going to deal with this right now. Does the husband have to give his wife korbanos that she's obligated in, right? This is, we're going to quote a line in the Ksuba over here that seems to imply that he does, right? But the shayla is, right, in what, halakhically, how do you view those animals? Let's say a husband has to provide for his wife's korbanos. So how do you view those animals right now, right? Do they belong to the wife? Or is it just, they're the husband's and the husband will give her any korban that she eventually has to bring and eventually needs. The nafkamina is, right, if let's say she sets aside those korbanos, right, and then she doesn't need them, right, so how do you view the ownership of those animals? So the Gemara is going to assume, is going to try and figure out, I think, at the beginning, right, we're starting by assuming that the wife automatically owns these korbanos that the husband is going to have to bring. So the Gemara says, man tana debao lo mishtabed lo. Who is the Tana, right, who says the husband is not mishtabed, is not obligated, is not tied to her, and chayiv to bring her korbanos? Amar Rav Chista, Rabbanani. Right, that's the Rabbanan, as we're going to see right in a second. And the Rabbanan basically say that the husband is not chayiv, right, again, to bring and give korbanos for his wife. So Amar Rav Chista, meaning, and then when we say that in the Mishnah, right, then to go back to the Mishnah, right, then the same in the Mishnah, that they were his animals, meaning that he did it on his own volition, right, it wasn't chayiv. No, to do it at all, and they didn't belong to her right, at the beginning either. And that's what we're saying, that the husband is not chayiv right, to bring her with the korbanos. Right, again, so that the sakadai de Rabbi Yehuda, because if you would have thought it's Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to quote in a second, my tete v'tere ba'eder, right? Hamish David law, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's chayiv, the husband is chayiv to pay for his wife's korbanos. So, and then we're assuming, like the first interpretation that we said before, that therefore the wife automatically owns the animals, and therefore why takes it a terrible idea? Why would the animal go back, right? They should be hers, and then they should have to, right? They should be korbanos. They shouldn't be able to go back into his, into graze and go back into his flocks. What machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are we talking about? The Tanya is below the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adam mevi korban asher al ishto, v'chein kol korban oseh shichayeves. A person has to bring all of the rich person korbanos. Now, what that means, basically, is what's a rich person korbanos? That there are certain korbanos called the korban olav yored, which basically means that depending on how much money you have to bring certain obligations. If you're rich, you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring a bird. If you're even poorer, you bring flour, whatever. So, if a guy marries his wife, and let's say she took an obligation of korban olav yored before they got married, and this guy's wealthy, this guy's rich, so he has to bring all of her korbanos that she's already chayiv. Because that's what's written in the Ksuba. Kolach rayas de islach alai. Anything that you have on me, min kadamas dana. Right, anything, even something that was kadamas, that was kodam, even before now. Right, the husband is obligating himself to take care of. So Rava, that's the Chachamim. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry. Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So that's the Shita we're talking about. So, I mean, the Chachamim clearly don't hold like that, and that's what we're using over here, right? Because otherwise, the animals, even if they belong to the husband, quote unquote, they should not be able to go back into his flocks because they belong to the wife. So Rava Amar Rava says, "I feel the Rabbi Yehuda." Really, you can say that no, this mission is also like Rabbi Yehuda, even though he says that the husband has to give the korbanos to his wife. But as we explained, the second way to understand that is ki mishabed ben milsa the tzrichal ben milsa the lo tzrichal lo. That's only that he's chayiv to give her animals that she ends up having to bring. But if she doesn't end up having to bring it, so he doesn't have to give her those korbanos, and therefore we can view the animals as if they belong to him, right, before the absolute chiyuv to bring them, right, kicked in. Igad Amri, some people understand the assumption is the opposite, right, that we do not automatically, meaning that we assume the second way, right, of understanding the husband's obligation to provide for his wife's korbanos, in the sense that, well, you'll see in a second, right? We started with the first way, right? Now we're starting with the second way. The Igadami, some people say that like this, that man tano amr of chiz Rabbi Yehuda, that actually the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chimishtavid love b'mosad the tzrichalah, b'mosad lo tzrichalah. But, however, right, we assume that a husband's obligation is to give his wife's korbanos, that's only if she actually has to bring it. Not that she originally owns them, because he's chayiv, and they're automatically become hers. The Rabban, because if it was the Rabban, lo mishtavid l'klam. Right, the Rabbanon hold that he's not obligated to do anything for her. So, meaning how, and the Shaila then becomes, how is she makdish her korbanos? She doesn't own any of the animals. So how would you tell me, according to the Chachamim, that he should give her a korban? He goes to Akhnele, right? He gave it to her. Right, he was makdish it to her. He said, here, take it. We came to Akhnele, denafshe. And then once he gives her the animals, they should be hers. And then the Gemara asks, right, now the Gemara asks, why should there be any difference? Right, if he's makna her the animals, so why should there be any difference to whether the, you know, they started out hers or his? So Rav Amar, and this is what Rav said, I feel the Rabbanan. Rav said, no, really, the Mishnah could be the Rabbanan, ki makni le nami, b'milsa de tzrichala, b'milsa de lo tzrichala, lo makni la, that the husband is not going to just be makna animals to her if she doesn't really need them. He's only going to be makna if she's actually chayiv to bring those korbanos, and therefore, right, they not the, right, there's not necessarily going to be hers at all. Okay. Im shalah isabanta chatas tamas volat tikrav. Again, we said that there's a difference between the different types of korbanos. If it's a chatas, right, so that you leave that, and that animal ends up dying. The ola you bring, etc. Excuse me. So we said the difference between his animals and her animals. The Gemara says he minale. Right. Again, as we pointed out, how in the world does she have animals? Right, Amarta Masha Kana Kansa Isha Kana Bala. Right, whatever the wife owns, right, technically belongs to the husband. So a couple of possibilities. Amara Papa Kishe Kamtsasa Meisasa. The case is it could be that she took a kometz, or she took a little bit, right, from her dough, meaning the husband is obligated to provide her for food. As Rush says over here, she saves some money, right? The husband has to give her a certain amount of money every week for food, and she, you know, she's hoarded her money, and she saved some money, so that money is hers. And she owns some property, owns some animals, right, with this money. Ibai Sam, another possibility. But someone else gave her a gift and said, right, this is yours on the condition that your husband, right, has no ability, right, to own these animals, and that works. And that's right, that works, and therefore the animals are hers. Okay, fine. So in that case, right, the Mishnah had said, Ola tikrav ola v'shlamim tikrav shlamim, right, you bring the shlamim, but you don't eat it for 2 days and one night like a normal shlamim. right? You eat it like a nazir's shlamim, but you don't bring the bread. So Amar Lei Shmuel Avua Bari, right? He said Shmuel to set Avua Bari Lo Tezav Akarich Ad Amar Zli Hada Milsa. Right? Don't sit until you tell me. What's the deal? What's the following thing? What meaning? Where do you see this? Where do you get this from? Right, it doesn't actually say the question, but the answer is, right, Ve'iluhein arba, or maybe you could understand it as this being the question, but anyway, what did he want to know? He wanted to know, what does it mean? Ve'iluhein arba ayalim she'in antunim lechem. What are the four rams, ayals, a ram, right, four korbanos that are brought, that without the bread, shalah, la'achar misa, shalachar kapara. Right, and within the korban of a nazir, right? In what scenario do you not bring the bread with it, with the ayal of a nazir? So you have his, you have hers after he dies and after kapara. What are those cases? Well, so shalah, right? Her case, right? That's our mishnah, right? The hadamran, that's our mishnah where, right, again, she separated, right, animals for her korbanos, and the husband was made for nether. Shalah, what's his case? The tanan. We'll do this in a couple of days. A mishnah says, "Aish mader is beno benazir, ve'in ha'isha mader is beno benazir." Right, a father is able to make his son a nazir, but a woman can't make her son a nazir. Right, they're going to say that's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. The husband, the father is able to do this, but then in that case, gilach, if the son took a haircut, osher gilchul krovim, or the relatives gave him a haircut. Or, and that's the same as Micha, Osha Michu, Krovim, or he protested, or they protested, meaning that the kid obviously has an option to get out of it. So then, what happens? Hayolomo Stumim, and again, you jump to the separate, like we did before in a Mishnah, right? We jump to what happens to the money or the korbanos that were separated. Hayolomo Stumim, if you have the money that was not designated for anything, so you have Bulin Udava, right? That goes to the money for the Beis HaMikdash to bring random korbanos. Most before Russian, but if the money was set aside for the korbanos, so similar, right, to what we said before. Demei Chadis Yelchu Yama Melech, the money for the chadis gets thrown out. Tamei ola yaviu ola, right? The korban for the ola, the money for the ola is brought as an ola. Umoel and bahen, and they have kedusha. You would violate mila by taking it. Tamei shlamim yaviu shlamim, right? And the money for the shlamim brings a shlamim. And nechalim the omechad ve'in tun lechem, right? Just like we saw in the Mishnah, right? It gets eaten for one day on the one hand. And on the other hand, it does not bring lechem. And that's the case of shalom. What's shalachar misa minolin? What is that case after a nazir dies? So the time is within the Mishnah. Really, Mishnah, Braisa? Braisa, Mishnah? Right, okay, fine. It's not, yeah, it was, okay. It's not, good, fine. Mishnah Me'ila. Hamafrish Moslem Nazir also, if a person sets aside money, right, for his korbanos for the Nazir, lo nenin, lo molin bahem, you can't get benefit from them. But, right, again, you don't violate Me'ila, right, if you take them. Because you can still use them, right, to bring for Shlomim. And that halacha for shlomim, that's not shayach to meila, right? Only shayach is for meila, right? For to violate this is only if it's kashe gadashim, right? Shlomim is kashe kalim. So different types of korbanos, right? Have different types of holinesses. So if you, in terms of meila, right, that was only shayach to kashe gadashim, ola chatas. I don't think, right, not an asham, right? Let's say ola and chatas. Okay. So that's not the crucial part of the Braisa. What happens? Mace, let's say now, back to the Mishnah, right, what happens if he dies? Vayulomos stumim, and he had money that was not set aside specifically, but it was set aside generally for the korbanos. Then yipulun adav, again, the same halachas that we said before, that goes to to be paid for random korbanos on the mizbech. Mos mefurashin, if he set aside the money, so to mechadis yolach yamal melech, right, the money for the chadis goes to the yamal melech, lonenim lomolin behen, you can't benefit, but you're not going to violate from ila, you just throw it away. The money for the ola should be brought, and then you would take violate meila by taking it. And to make shlamim yaviu shlamim v'nechol v'nechav v'in turim lechem. Again, same halacha we had before by the korban shlamim. Lachar kapara. What about after kapara? What do you mean? What's after kapara? So the Gemara doesn't elaborate here, but what that would be is that if someone separated animals for the korban and then you lost them, and you separated other ones and you got kapara. He brought those other animals for the korban for the nazir, and he already got kapara. So what do you do with those animals? So halacha is the same. Right? Svarahu, it's just logic. Right? Because what do you do with these korbanos after the guy dies? Well, you don't bring it with bread, right? Because you don't need kapara. So lachar kapara nami. So after kapara, right? Lo chazir la kapara. You don't need these animals, right, for kapara, for atonement. And therefore, you wouldn't bring bread with them, and then they'd have the same halacha. Vitzulaka, the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's another case where you would bring the nazir, the ayal of the nazir without bread. Vayiko shar kol shalmi nazir sheshachten shalokim etzrosan. Right, let's say you shechted, right, any shlamim, right, inappropriately, basically without the proper kavana, meaning that they shechted it for some other korban or whatever it is. Like kesherim, meaning the, or not from another korban. Well, I'm just looking at the rush here. What would be the example of shechting it with the proper shlokim mitzvah, son? Yeah. So if you look at the rush, right, so he quotes b'menachos perish Rashi shalot lishman. Oh yeah, okay, for a different korban. Od perish another perish parish acher shavim b'nei shana. Or you brought the animal that was too young. Right? Usually it's 2 years, and usually it's and here you brought the animal for 1 year. Okay, so maybe there's some sort of flaw in the korban. So the case is the halacha is that ksherim, that the animals are kosher. I mean, you can bring them on the mizbeach, but they don't count, right? V'lo olin, right? They don't count. Labayin l'mishum chola, right? For the chiyuv, and they have to bring other korbanos. And here's the kicker: v'nechalim le'olecha v'ein tunim lo lechem v'lo zeroa, but they don't bring bread. So that's another case where you wouldn't bring the lechem of the korban nazir with the shlamim. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, fine. That's a case where something was done wrong, though. That was something happened that was a mistake, and therefore kametzvasim kachashiv shalokem mitzvashim lokachashiv. Right. So the list, right, that we're bringing, right, is only if you're following the halacha. Right. If you mess up one of the korbanos, that's not what we're talking about. Right. If you made some sort of mistake, we're not going to list that. Okay. There are a million things that can go wrong. And we're not going to list all of them, right? We're only going to list the ones that were Alpi Halach. Okay, we'll go weiter on the Halach Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.